This is Becca from The Hecka Becca Show, and you are watching Disney Channel. Input me doing the Mickey Mouse head. Just kidding. This is The Hecka Becka Show. Thank you all so much for tuning in to today's episode. Let's go ahead and dive right in. Today, we are going to be talking about Disney Channel original movies that I loved as a kid. A lot of these are underrated. There was some like really, really popular, well-known Disney Channel movies. I mean, like High School Musical, Camp Rock, all those. And those were great, don't get me wrong. But I don't know, I just have a soft spot for a lot of the small, like, C-list actors ones. And it's just, I don't know, Disney Channel movies really shaped my childhood. A lot of these, oh, and for anyone who doesn't know, Disney Channel original movies were ones that came out on TV on Disney Channel. They weren't in theaters or anything. There were some that eventually got the hype to come out on, you know, in theaters and whatnot, but a lot of them were just on TV. So that's kind of what the differential is with Disney Channel original movies. And hopefully, you have some that you love too, but I want to first start off with one that was pretty popular, but just still really, really great movie, The Cheetah Girls. 1, 2, and 3 were all really great, except 3 didn't have Raven Simone anymore because there was some like drama with her and then another actress, the one that played Aqua. And so that whole thing. But anyway, that was a really great movie. I love number 2 where they went to Spain. It was really, really great. But a little fun fact, side note, I don't know if anybody knows what I would be talking about. If you do, please email me because I feel like I'm the only one who knew about this or knows about this. And I feel like I can't really find that much information anywhere. So I'm like, man, was this a dream? Like, I have no idea. So the girl that played Dorinda, her name is Sabrina Bryan, and she was a dancer. And in Cheetah Girls, that was her thing. She was a dancer. But in real life, she was a dancer too. And I remember she had these videos that was called Be You. And they were like hip hop dance videos. And I remember ordering some and I would play them and it was kind of like hip hop exercise, if you will. And so I remember playing them and I was like, okay, this is great. And it really got me into like my hip hop dancing era girl. So I don't know if anybody knows what I'm talking about, but if you do, please, please, please email me because it, like, yeah, I don't know. I just, that lives rent free in my head sometimes and I think about it. And this one, also a classic I've talked about before in my fall episode, Halloween Town. It's just a classic Disney Channel original movie. There's 4 of them, but I just think it's hilarious that in number 4, they completely changed the actress who plays Marnie. So the original actress, her name is Kimberly Brown, and they completely changed her to, I think, Sarah Paxton, who is a good actress as well, but totally not Marnie. And I love how they just like assume that everyone's gonna just follow along with it and be like, yeah, she looks like that totally, when they don't look anything alike at all. And I think there was a lot of movies and shows and that sort of thing that do that all the time, and I just find it so hilarious. But this one especially, it was really bad, really, really bad. I personally didn't like the 4th one, I didn't like the other ones. I pretty much just like the first one. But yeah, I just had to bring that up because that's something that's always bothered me and I'm like, what the heck. But also, speaking of Kimberly Brown, so she played in this movie called Quince. And this movie, I feel like, is a little underrated. No one really knows about it because it's overshadowed by her being in Halloween Town. But anyway, Quince was her mom. So this Kimberly Brown played this like 13-year-old girl, and her mom had quintuplets, so 5 kids at one time. And she kind of gets left behind because there's so much press about the kids, and it was like a big deal. And I remember when Octomom, so the lady that had 8 kids, like, became a thing. This was like years later, but I remember when that became a thing, I was like, oh, this is just like Quince. So it's crazy how sometimes life becomes full circle. But anyway, yeah, so this movie, Quince, they kind of forget about her, and, you know, focus on the kids and whatever. And it's just kind of a wholesome movie. I really liked it. I like Kimberly Brown as an actress. I think she's really great. And so, yeah, that's one of my favorite ones. It's really chaotic, but really cute as well. Another one that I feel like lives rent-free in my head is Johnny Tsunami. Just the title alone. Hello. That is such a good title. Johnny Tsunami. And it's just, I don't know. That's a really good movie. Basically, this kid is like a surfer, and then his family has to move to, I think, Vermont or somewhere like in the mountains. And he switches his love from like surfing to snowboarding, you know, coming of age tale, all those things. But it's just a really good movie. And kind of on the same like tropical vibe as Rip Girls, that was like a surfer movie as well. The actress in it, I'm not sure her name. I didn't look it up before I recorded, but she's really good too. She was in a couple movies I remember growing up. I really like her as well. And I just, that movie was really good too. So kind of having a little tropical theme for a minute, Disney Channel did. So those two were really good. This next one, Color of Friendship. So this movie was about a white girl from South Africa who is a foreign exchange student and moves in with a black family in the United States. And this was like controversial. This movie came out, I want to say 2000 or 1999, one of those. So still, you know, it, obviously now it's still a very highly controversial topic, races in general. But this, I remember being a kid, it was like a big deal because Disney was kind of breaking some of those stereotypes. I mean, that's what the movie was about, was they thought in their heads, the family that was in the United States, they thought in their heads, oh, she's from South Africa, that means she's black. And then when she got there and she was white, they were like, what? And so it's just this whole thing. And then the girl from South Africa too, I think she imagined that the family that she'd be moving in with in the United States was going to be white. And so it's just this whole controversial thing going on. And there was some political stuff in the movie, but in the end, you know, friendship wins and hooray for that. But I think that was kind of cool for Disney to really like address a lot of those topics head on, and they did that in a lot of different things. I remember there was an episode of That's So Raven kind of had like a racism tie to it as well, which I think was really powerful. Same with body shaming sort of thing, or being overweight and all this kind of stuff. I remember a couple of those episodes. So I really liked that Disney did that, and I think especially from an early age, because I grew up with Disney movies, I had a little bit better of a view on some things because of these topics being addressed. This one I've personally forgotten about, but I wanted to bring it up because I do remember it. Once I like saw the title, I was like, oh yeah, I remember that movie. So there was a movie called Up, Up and Away, and it was this family who was superheroes, but one of the kids, he didn't have powers, but he was like really into computers or something like that, I remember. And It was just a really good movie, but I remember they came out with Sky High like a few years after that, kind of like a play on that movie. Or to me, it seemed like it was like a redo, and I was like, I've already seen this movie, but it was two different movies. One was Disney Channel and one was, I don't know, Universal or some other thing. But Up, Up and Away, that was a good one. I just remember like the technology, and they had like CD-ROMs. If you don't know what I'm talking about, like what a CD-ROM is, please go look it up, because you're probably very young. I'm very young too, but I remember some of these things. But yeah, so that one was a cute like superhero movie, also had the technology in there. Another technology one was Smart House. That movie was so dope. I remember just the floor, like, so they had this party, and then the floor like absorbed all the trash, so it was basically like a big vacuum. And I was like, oh my gosh, that's so cool, I've always wanted that, right? And I remember too, there was a part where in the girl's room, she was listening to music, and her walls became like the music video, and so she was like immersed in the music video, listening to the song. And I remember the song, it's kind of like, I'll huff, I'll puff, I'll huff, I'll puff, I'll blow you away. I'm not a good singer, so don't judge me for doing that. But I just remember that song. And I heard it playing somewhere. I think I was like walking around in the mall one day or whatever. And I was like, oh my gosh. And that song got stuck in my head. And then I remember I heard it from Smart House. And it just like, and again, full circle. Just really crazy how life works. But anyway, so that movie was really cool. And I think too, it was ahead of its time because now people have like Alexa and Google and whatever. All these things that are technically like smart houses, but I don't know. Disney did it better. Another good one is Luck of the Irish. So this one, it really taught about Irish culture. Kind of stereotypically though, I will say, but it was a good movie. I liked it. This kid, he plays basketball. He becomes a leprechaun after kind of learning more about his family heritage sort of thing. He has this like coin that's from Ireland and something like that. But anyway, I remember at the end, they were singing America the Beautiful. And so that part lives rent free in my head a lot. Like anytime I hear that song, I think of that scene at the end where him and then his friend, I forget her name, but she was some girl and they were like singing the song. I don't know. That part just lives forever in my head. Another one was 13th Year. So this one was about a kid who turned into a mermaid or a merman, whatever, when he was 13. And that one was cool. I just remember, I was never really like super into mermaids growing up, but I remember like his tail and I was like, wow, this is so cool. Like the graphics, obviously clearly early 2000s. Like I think actually that one came out in 99. That one's like a OG Disney Channel movie. But I just remember like the tail and like all that and the colors. And I was like, wow, yeah, this is so cool. And then his scales like on his arms and stuff that were growing, like just the little details of it sometimes just pop up in my head. Okay, this movie I didn't really like, but I'm going to talk about it anyway because there's a quote in there that I say all the time. So this movie is called Stepsister from Planet Weird. And It was a strange movie. Again, I'm not a huge fan of it, but there's a part at the beginning where the stepsister from Planet Weird, she says, I fear the wind, because she like hides under the car when they're outside or something. And then the girl, her stepsister or whatever, was like, are you okay? And she was like, I fear the wind. And so I always say that when it's windy, you know, because I don't like the wind. And so I always say that, but nobody knows like where I'm getting that from. They're just kind of like, okay, you weirdo. But it's actually from that movie. So to anybody who's listening, and if I've ever said that to you, it's from that movie. I'm not that weird, okay? It's actually Stepsister from Planet Weird. Xenon, again, a classic. I just loved all the outfits and just, I don't know. It was a really cute movie. The technology part of it was cute too. But the song, oh my gosh, the song had a chokehold on me. Zoom, zoom, zoom. I think it's called Supernova Girl. And that will always just come up in my head. And I'm always like, zoom, zoom, zoom. And I just say just that part, just the zoom, zoom, zoom. And like, I know a little bit more, but that's my favorite part. So I don't know. Again, that part lives rent-free in my head forever. The next movie I'm going to talk about is Cadet Kelly. This one was really good. It had killer like actresses in it. Hilary Duff, a classic Disney girly, Disney pop princess in the 2000s. but I remember specifically there's a scene where she has this childhood blanket that she brings with her to the academy, and Christy Romano, I think her name is, the other actress, she plays like the drill sergeant or drill instructor or whatever, and she steps on the blanket. And I remember I had a blanket growing up that I would carry around with me everywhere, and so that scene cut me to my core, and I felt so bad for Cadet Kelly because I was like, girl, yeah, if someone did that to my blanket, I would be so upset. But anyway, that movie is cool. I never really experienced anything like that or seen anything like that. And I remember they had the like the guns flying in the air or whatever you call it. They're not loaded or anything, it's just for show, but I remember those were cool. Like, it just was a cool movie overall, and I was like, wow, I could never go to the military, but get it, Cadet Kelly. Another killer casting was Gotta Kick It Up. Just really, really great. But I think I read somewhere, and maybe I'm wrong, but I think I read somewhere that the girl that plays Daisy, who's like the main girl, she was actually a lot older than everybody else. I think I read that somewhere. Don't quote me, but I think so. And, you know, now looking back, I'm kind of like, yeah, I could see that. But America Ferrera was in there. That was my first time seeing her, and I just loved it. I think it was a really great movie. Everybody was encouraging each other. It had Latina vibes. Like, it was just really, really good. Fun dancing. Some of the choreography, I was kind of like, girl. But and because I was a cheerleader, I thought it was going to be more like Bring It On vibes, but it was dancey. And they had like cheer outfits, like, I don't know, it was just, it was different for me to see that. So I was kind of like, okay, this is more like dance versus cheer, but still love it. It was a great movie, and definitely one that I recommend everybody to watch. This next one, Right on Track. So this one also is kind of underrated. It was a movie about these sisters who were drag racers, like cars, like drag racing. That was my first exposure to drag racing, and I think it's based off of a true story. And like, there was two sisters who legit did drag racing and like were really big and champions in it and that kind of thing. But it's a cute sister movie, and you know, exposed me to something new, so I liked it. It's definitely one that I don't think about often, but when I do, I'm like, oh yeah, that was a good one. That's a good movie. And kind of also another sister movie was Double Team. It was like a basketball movie. And, that one was funny. I recently saw this reel that was like kind of making fun of it, because they're like, the scenes in there, they really try to make us think they were so hardcore. And like, when I was watching the reel, I was kind of like, yeah, it's very dramatic. But that one was good too. Sister movie bond, whatever, Double Teamed. Both those, I mean, I have sisters, so I felt the sisterly love. And I think they're both based off of true stories, which was kind of cool. And with Double Teamed, so I grew up going to Monarchs games, and that was women's basketball, so WNBA. And like, it was a big thing. I would go like once a week to the games. So in there, at the end, I believe it says that one of the sisters went to the Monarchs, and I was like, oh my gosh, that's so cool. So kind of just full circle again. Disney Channel movies coming into my life, and I see them play out in different ways. So that one was cool too. And this last one, and by the way, none of these are in order of what I like, or they're just kind of randomly put on here. But this last one that I'll talk about is Full Court Miracle. This one was really cute. It was my first exposure to Hanukkah or anything Jewish, to be honest with you, just because I grew up in an area with, I wasn't aware of anybody who was Jewish or who celebrated Hanukkah. Now I know a little bit more people who do, but back then it was my first exposure to it, and so I was like, wow, this is really cool, like getting to know a different culture, different holiday, that sort of thing. But the movie's really cute, and at the end it's like, oh my gosh, they have like 8 seconds left, are they going to be able to finish the game with enough electricity before it goes out because of the storm, whatever. And the girl, so his like girl best friend in the movie, she was in Degrassi. If you don't know what Degrassi is, maybe I'll talk about that later, because that's like really chaotic. But anyway, I recognized her in there, and so I was like, oh, okay, so putting the two together. But it's a cute movie. It's a really cute movie, a basketball movie. I feel like Disney was obsessed with basketball for a minute, and then I became obsessed with basketball for a minute. So I don't know. But anyway, that's a cute movie. But like I said, there's so many other movies that Disney has come out with. Disney Channel, I should say, has come out with. These are just ones that I wanted to talk about, highlight, because I think they're kind of underrated. And I don't know. Disney did a really good job at exposing us to things that I wouldn't necessarily have been exposed to, I think. And so I'm really happy that I watched those movies and that they were part of my childhood. And, you know, it was more than just the princesses and all that. These were really big topics that they were talking about, but handling in a way that kids can understand. And so I just enjoy it. If you enjoy this episode, please like it, or not like it, but share it with other people. I don't think you can like it. And also leave a comment, review, you know, and pass this episode on to other people. It was fun to kind of go back in time a little bit, and I hope you enjoyed that as well. So thank you so much for tuning in with me, and I will catch you all in the next one. Take care.